On the second day of his visit to Iraq, the United Nations Secretary General thanked the Iraqi authorities for hosting thousands of Syrian refugees. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited the Khao Kosik refugee camp, hosting an estimated 5,000 Syrian refugees who have fled the ongoing conflict in their country. The Secretary General was accompanied by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, and the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, Valerie Amos. I am Derek Mbata. Speaking to reporters at the Khao Kosik refugee camp, UN Secretary General said he and his colleagues were there to listen to the concerns and aspirations of all the refugees in the camp. Mr. Ban said he was saddened to see many children, women, and vulnerable groups who suffer from what he called a man-made tragedy.
What I have seen is a heartbreaking. I have just met a family in a refugee tent where two young girls. I was very much saddened by their suffering. Families share their struggle to survive, find their loved ones, and cope with the sadness of those who have been lost. These families, they really wanted to have a better future, but they are now living in fear and uncertainty for their future.
Secretary General Ban thanked the Kurdistan Regional Government for hosting more than 200,000 refugees from Syria.
The Kurdistan Regional Government has established many refugee camps and transit sites and established a humanitarian corridor through northeast Syria. I highly commend such commitment to humanitarian principles.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, echoed the Secretary General's words of gratitude to the government and people of Kurdistan for helping Syrian refugees.
You have been generously providing protection and assistance, but above all, recognizing the dignity and the rights of the Syrian refugees, the right to education, the right to health, the right to work. And that is why it is so important to appeal to the international community to match your generosity with clear solidarity with the Syrian refugees and with the host communities in Kurdistan.
Mr. Guterres informed reporters about a humanitarian appeal that he and the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator will launch in Kuwait on Wednesday to help Syrian refugees in Kurdistan.
Valerie Amos and I will be appealing on behalf of the whole humanitarian community for $542 million to be applied in humanitarian action in Kurdistan and in support to the local community. But financial assistance is not enough. Burden sharing is also necessary, allowing Syrian refugees to come into Kurdistan. It breaks my heart to see Syrian refugees dying, perishing by drowning in the Mediterranean because they have to risk their lives or to put themselves in the hands of smugglers and traffickers to be able to try to reach safety in countries where they hope to find asylum.
The UN refugee chief said the border of Kurdistan is open and appealed for all borders to be open for Syrian refugees further afield. He urged the international community to assume full burden sharing with the countries neighboring Syria in what he called the noble need to respond to this dramatic situation of the Syrian people. Derek Mbata, United Nations.